coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio on the Buzz Radio Network.
If you're a football fan, you gotta love that game right there. It was just a battle to the very end. We just kept battling. We kept believing in ourselves. Offensively, we made plays when we really needed to. That 4th and 7 was big time. Jermaine Kearse coming down with that catch. Our defense was lights out, making plays one after another. And then, you know, Richard Sherman tipping that ball and us picking it off to seal the game. It doesn't get any better.
A little more understated perspective. That is Russell Wilson after the win yesterday over San Francisco. We'll hear from Jim Harbaugh's $8 pants coming up in just a moment as well. Oh, poor San Francisco, but a great effort and a great team and a great matchup. Just really fun to watch. That is vintage NFL football to me.
Yeah, I thought it would end 7-3, but they went back and forth.
What a great game. Just a great game to watch, and that's why I love Championship Sunday almost more than the Super Bowl. I really do, because there's not so much hype around it. The commercials are not as big a part of the story. And if one game stinks, as the first one did, no offense, the second game you've got to hang your hat on. It turned out great. So I almost like it better than Super Bowl, because instead of 3 hours of fun or 3.5 hours, it's like 6 or 7 hours. So it's great.
There was hope that Denver may miss a 50-yard field goal, but they have the best kicker in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, they do everything well. And
they do.
And they don't punt. I mean, they didn't punt last week.
Their dude has punted once in 2 weeks. Yeah. I could do that job. How much money is that guy making?
You just hope you hold him to a field goal. They are that dynamic offensively.
The only thing more fun than that is, well, going to the races, of course. All right, well, listen. It's 11:34, which means the gates are open, and that means that the MLK commemorative caps are being handed out, so you better get there because they're only until supplies last, of course, with your paid admission. Jeff Money Taylor joining us again today for picks on this Dr. King holiday, 5-day race run here and the final day of it. Money, how are you?
I'm great, Justin. How are you doing this morning?
I'm awesome, and I hope you had a great weekend. It was a lot of fun being with you on Saturday. We had a lot to talk about, and Eclipse Awards, we're going back to that for just a moment. We'll take charge, getting the nod. Todd Pletcher, who has run many horses through Oakland over the years, 6-time Eclipse Award winner. So congratulations to both those folks. And I think, did Mr. Sella get a Lifetime Achievement Award or some sort of emeritus award?
Oh, that was Wayne Lucas, the longtime favorite. And, yeah, I mean, he was kind of a mentor to Mr. Pletcher, Todd, growing up, and Todd obviously has etched out quite a spectacular career of his own, but he actually presented Wayne with the Eclipse Saturday night. Very touching, just very, very gracious, and really no signs of slowing down for Mr. Lucas. He's still slugging it out.
I don't know how much money he's been a part of over the years, but Pletcher has led North American Trainers in earnings 8 times. 48 graded stakes victories in 2013. That doesn't even seem possible.
It is. It's incredible. And he's really the prototypical super trainer, we call him. Steve Asmussen, another that really conducts racing on several fronts. Obviously, it takes good help. And Todd will be the first one to tell you that he's got some great lieutenants out there. And Mr. Lucas, also one of those, once upon a time, he kind of pioneered that with a large string of horses working on several different racetracks. And again, his assistants are long and many. And Todd certainly has done Wayne very proud.
Well, Money, quick recap from the weekend. Pippin Stakes, Don't Tell Sophia, the heavy favorite, and apparently nobody told Sophia not to win because Don't Tell Sophia rolls to a victory. Not a lot of money you've made on that particular race, but certainly the best horse won.
Yeah, and she's kind of become, I think, the darling of the Oaklawn meet. We see one every year, it seems like, particularly in the filly and mare division. And she was a great favorite here last year, obviously, in winning the Pippin and running so well in those other stakes races. And she looks like the real deal. Didn't have the best of starts. She kind of cross-fired out of there, spotted him a few lengths, but great job of getting her to relax. And she did the job really much on her own down the lanes. It was really never in doubt.
We had Mark Cassie on the show on Saturday. Unfortunately, his horse ran last in that particular race, but the good news for him is he has the favorite in today's featured Smarty Jones Stakes, which is the first big race for three-year-olds, and certainly will help shape the picture for the Arkansas Derby. Points towards the Kentucky Derby as well, so a big race there, but let's start with first things first and our early daily double.
Always good to make you a little ammo, as I call it, in the early double. If we can knock it down this afternoon, we'll start in the opener with number 7, A New Gal in Town. Randy Morse, the trainer here on New Gal in Town, is about due a win. He's run, I think, 4 or 5 seconds already at this young meeting. Has still looking for that first victory, but it'll come. Randy, a great horseman, and he's got New Gal in town. I think in a competitive spot, she drops down out of the allowance ranks from over at Remington last month, and I think she's probably a star here at about 7-2, hopefully, come post time. Second race will go similarly priced with number 5, Pretty Suspect, 3-1 in the morning line in this Arkansas-bred filly and mare maiden race. She faced a little better, did Pretty Suspect at Louisiana Downs last fall. Actually ran third in a little stakes race for Arkansas Breds there in September. She's been pretty good, I think, today here. And Al Cates, the trainer, very well. He does very well with Arkansas Breds. So double numbers, 7 and 5. Well, let's move to that aforementioned featured Smarty Jones. And Justin, we've talked about it, really, how key this race is. It was Will Take Charge springboard, if you will, to a great season last year. And the race has produced some dandies. Flat Out, who won it a few years ago, went on to be a multiple Grade 1 winner. Caleb's Posse, Donnie K. Von Hemel, that one won the Breeders' Cup mile in late in his 3-year-old year after winning the Smarty Jones early in the season. So a great race, really, to start our 3-year-old program with. I'm going to take an upsetter in here with number 6, Walt. We talked a little bit about this colt on Saturday's show. Mm-hmm. This one ran a good solid fourth in the Remington Springboard Mile in his last start. He was unbeaten in 2 starts previous to that. Ken Tohill has the mount here for trainer Chris Hartman, and they have been virtually unstoppable. I think they're 3-for-4 together when they've teamed up, and Tohill really making an impact at the young meeting. So we'll go with number 6, Walt, in the featured Smarty Jones. Our long shot play today comes earlier in the card. I believe it is in the 6th race today, if I can get my pages turned over there. A nice fat 15-1 in the morning line with number 3, Spots Back. This one exits a little better race than what he's in against today. Faced none other than Walt, as a matter of fact, when that one broke his maiden over at Remington, and there were no Walts in this maiden claimer. So if you like Walt in the feature today, I think number 3, Spots Back, who finished 3rd behind him when they last met, is a good solid long shot play. That's number 3 in today's 6th race.
You mentioned a big fat pick at 15-1. It is kind of amusing that the morning line favorite named Mr. Obeso.
Yes.
Not exactly a great name for a fast horse, I wouldn't think, but obviously he's got some speed as the morning line favorite, Mr. Obeso.
So, Obeso.
There you go. Well, Monty, we appreciate it. It's been a fun 5-day run. Look forward to visiting with you later in the week as well, and we will do just that. And hopefully Walt comes through for the folks who are taking your advice on the Smarty Jones. Either way, we're going to have a little better picture of the 3-year-olds, and we'll talk about it as we go through the week, and certainly again on Saturday at 11 o'clock on Oaklawn Race Day, Week 3.
And yes, it should be a great week and a great afternoon, and it's already been a great week, obviously. The weather's spectacular. Come on down, get your cap, and watch some top 3-year-olds run.
Boy, 60 degrees today. Are you kidding me? It's going to be unbelievable down there.
Indeed.
Enjoy it. All right, Monty, appreciate it.
Okay, Jeff.
All right, take care. That's Jeff Money Taylor from Oaklawn. Again, running today. Gates already open. If you get down there in time, they do have a MLK Day souvenir cap giveaway today, an Oaklawn souvenir cap. So they'll do that until they run out. Also, if you haven't done it yet, Oaklawn Anywhere, $100 bonus when you sign up. Go to oaklawnanywhere.com for details. And there you go. So, and don't forget to like Oaklawn Racing and Gaming on Facebook. And every day for gaming at 10.